You forget it's a song. It is on. How's that? Buck, you want to come up and take the evening offering?
Take the muzzle off, he said. Somebody with me, ain't you?
Somebody tell me what we're going to
do. 133. That sounds like a good one. What is that? What is that, Gene? That's a good one.
And then we'll sing 46.
What key is that?
That is a key of G.
Right.
I'm going to go into my scripture. In Ephesians chapter 6. Start with verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about you with the truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. You know, as I was sitting down here and talking to Gene, we was talking, you know, we need to pray for all saints. You know, not just the ones here. All of us is facing the same stuff.
Amen.
The it says right here, we don't fight against the flesh and blood. You know, it's the wicked one that gets in our mind, as Buford says many times. Amen. You know, he gets in there and he gets in my mind a lot. Tries to keep me from getting up here and stand and tell the word. You know, I'm not the smartest man in this book. I don't claim to be. But I give you what the Lord gives me to give you. You know, and that's all I can do. And if I'm ever out of line, tell me. But I think as long as it's coming out of this book, you can't say too much.
Amen.
But I mean, that's the way I feel. But you know, I can get out of line if I let my flesh and blood overtake me. But as long as I stay in the Spirit, I think I'll be all right. If I'm not, then we're all wrong. Does anyone have anything on their mind tonight? Any songs, testimonies?
How can you sing that song? The altar still stands for that. You wrestle and you know what I'm talking about.
Bless you, Pat.
Church with Mike and Barb. That's it. See, we've been together long enough, he knows what I'm talking about when I'm talking about myself.
That made sense. But I always like the words of this song right here, because most of the time, there is a storm inside you, Reggie. And I appreciate the Lord tonight. Appreciate Brother Mike Ford.
A storm within me rages, roars against my soul. But my faith is anchored in you, so things are in control. So many times I failed you, but still you held He's waiting for you. trusting the Savior. Take hold of His hand. Ask Him to save you while you still can. And the offer still stands. He's waiting for you. He's holding out His hand for salvation's plan. The offer still stands. Yes, the offer.
I'm glad one day I took an offer that I'm not ashamed of.
Bless you, man. Praise the Lord.
When He offered the plan of salvation, I took it.
Amen.
And sometimes you get things over the internet or something that the world offers you that don't pan out the way it should.
Right.
Well, the offer I got has exceeded itself.
Amen.
Because He gave me more than I could have
ever given. Amen.
But truth be known, He gave each and every one of us. Lost or saved, more than we were ever worthy of.
Right.
Because we were all worthy of death.
Right.
But He gave us life.
Right.
And I thank Him for
it.
Now then, some old friends. I've seen for some time. Just drop by and ask me where have I been once on the mind. Wonder why I'm not drinking and still painting this old town red. Tell them I'm serving Jesus and that old man is dead. And the man you see before you may look a lot the same. I may wear the same clothes, have that same old name. Sure, looking on the outside, you could see inside instead. You'd see a brand new man for that old man is dead. I used to live such a wicked life. I had no hope in sight. I was lost in darkness while searching for the light. Then one day in a little church, after hearing what the preacher said,
bell-bottom jeans no more. I don't wear long hair no more.
He changes everything about you, don't he?
I don't cuss.
Does anyone else have anything? Songs or testimony? Turn it over to Paul.
There's one thing about it. Got a hold of you, that old man died, didn't you? And he was made a new creature. It's good to be in the house of God. I appreciate the Lord tonight. Appreciate everybody being here. I hope that you got a good day. Let's bow our heads tonight. Let's go to the Lord in prayer, and let's just clear everything out. God may help us here tonight to say something, to be a help and a blessing to somebody. You got prayer requests tonight, lift your hands up. I have prayer requests all over the house. Let's bow tonight and go to the Lord in prayer. You pray for us, that the Lord help us tonight, and that's needed. Heavenly Father, we bow behind your sacred desk one more time, Lord, thanking you. Lord, for the privilege you've given us to be back down, God, at the house of bread tonight. We thank you, Lord, for Brother Mike, the songs. Thank you, Brother Sammy, the scriptures, Lord. And I pray tonight, God, you'd get us out of the way and you'd anoint our lips of clay, Lord, as we take this opportunity and this platform, God, Lord, to tell the greatest story that's ever been told. We love you tonight, God. Take your word. Lord, we pray your blessings upon it, Lord. You'd anoint us, God, from on high. Touch folks out there tonight, Lord, in a way, God, Lord, that only you can touch. Lord, anybody out there tuned in, Lord, we pray, God, that's lost without you. We ask you, God, that you'd speak to their heart, Lord, tonight. Draw them and save them, Lord, before it's everlasting. Too late, God, we ask you to bring us close together, Lord, and Lord, we'll not fail to bow and give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. Lord, as we go forward tonight, and thanking you, Lord, for this opportunity, go with us tonight, Lord. Speak to every heart in the building, both in the parking lot and tuned in, wherever they might be, God. Bring a word of strength and encouragement. Lord, you know the need there tonight. I don't know, Lord, but you do. That's why, Lord, we depend upon your word, your good spirit. Lord, we love you and praise you tonight. In Jesus' humble name, amen and amen. Turn your Bibles back over to the book of Numbers tonight. And with the help of the Lord, we want to be sharing with you kind of what we've been talking to you about for two or three services now. But anyway, we Wednesday night we talked about where in the book of Isaiah where Uzziah, after he died, the Bible said he saw the Lord high and lifted up in the temple, and his train filled the temple. And we got to talking about that train there that you know, as recognized in the old Bible as men of authority wore, and it was a robe. And they tell me that the longer the train was, the more authority that he had. So as you look at this tonight, and we know we're following the greatest authority that's ever been known. We're following Jesus Christ. And then I believe the other day we tied in there in the book of the Revelation, there when the Lord showed us the Lamb's wife. And we know as the bride of Christ, and the bride, you know, a lot of them, when they dress in white, symbolizing purity,
and they've got a train as well, and that train, it follows behind them as they walk down the middle aisle in the church. And you know, as we looked into this morning there, and we talked about how that we're following somebody, and we got talking about there how that Uzziah, he was 16 years old when he began to be the king over Judah there. And the Bible said that he reigned for 52 years. And we went over to 2 Chronicles 26 and read there that word that God said that if we'd just toe the line and follow him, that he'd give us strength. He'd give us that we need to follow him. But back here in Numbers tonight, we want to look here, and we talked to you this morning about there in the 10th chapter. We just kind of go over it here just a little bit, but we talked to you there when the Lord told Moses to take two stones, or the silver, and make two trumpets, and to blow it one time together the assembly, and to blow it two times for different things that was going on. But here, let's read tonight. I'll pick up right here in the 10th chapter. We'll read one verse of scripture here. But let's look here in chapter number 10 of the book of Numbers. And I'm going to read you one verse of scripture tonight, and it's verse number 31. Now pay attention tonight. And now this is the Lord speaking here. I believe Moses speaking here, but right here in verse number 31, a family members said they wasn't going to go. I'm just going to go back to where they come from. But verse number 31. One said, he said, and he said, leave us not. He said, I pray thee, for as much as thou knowest, how we are to encamp in the wilderness, and thou mayest be to us instead of our eyes. You may be seated tonight in the house of God. Now we talked about there leading up to this, how that we are of the church being the bride of Christ, and we're going somewhere. We're headed somewhere. We talked to you about Uzziah there after he died. And here we're going to look here in a little bit here. Moses is a leading here now. It won't be long till Moses dies and somebody else is going to have to step up. And if the Lord tarries. And he goes on to say here, we talked about here this young man. I mean, we talked about how that he died and he seen the Lord lifted up in the house of God. But back to you this morning there, we started out where he was a young man, 16 years old when he began to lead. And when he began to be one that followed that was right in the eyes of God. And he began to go on and go forward here. But back to Numbers here, let's do kind of a flyover of what we're talking about, what we left off this morning. And you know when the Bible said have we left off this morning when they blowed the trumpet, blowed the horn in Numbers 10, the Bible said that the congregation, they all gathered together and it goes on to say and the sons of Aaron the priest shall blow with a trumpet. He said when they blow with a trumpet, it shall be to you and an ordinance or a rule to follow after throughout all your generations. And he goes on to say, and if you go out to war in your land against the enemy, he said, if you blow the alarm with the trumpets and shoot you, and you'll remember before the Lord your God. And the Bible said you'll be saved from all of your enemies. And now tonight, as we look on into this, and we see here, the Bible said it come to pass in the second month there, then the second year that the cloud was taken up from off the tabernacle of the testimony. Now look tonight, we know the Bible and the record of it, how that the Bible said that there's a cloud that led them by day and a pillar of fire that led them by night. So as you look at this tonight and you see the cloud kindly being hand to lift it up. I believe as Gene sung this at 133, I feel like traveling on. I mean, the Lord's been good to us, ain't he? But here and there in this congregation, as we look into this tonight, the clouds being taken up. And the Bible said right here, he said when the children of Israel begin to take their journey out of the wilderness into Sinai, that the cloud rested in the wilderness of Paran. Now here, pay attention tonight. And it said in verse 13, he said, then they first took their journey according to the commandment of the Lord by the hand of Moses. I don't know about you, but I don't know. I can remember the day when I began to take my first journey. I was 30 years old when I began to move for God. That's when God saved my dying soul. I mean, I'm sad that I waited till I was 30 years old. But thank God tonight we're still on the journey and we're still going somewhere. And there's been a lot of things happened between here and yonder. But thank God for the trumpet. Thank God for the sound that keeps us heading the right way. Stay with me tonight. And the Bible said here, he said in verse 14, he said, in the first place went the standard of the camp of the children of Judah according to their armies and over the host of Nashon, the son of Amminadab. Now think about this tonight. Here we'll look down here at a few of these tribes. And brother, you'll recognize and see in this right here, the Bible said, he said in the first place, they went the standards. I believe tonight they ain't nobody going nowhere without a standard. And nobody's going nowhere without rules and regulations. And nobody's going anywhere, brother, unless we set the standards. I mean, we know tonight, and you know as well as I do, the standards. Brother, a lot of places have been let down. And brother, the standards have been dropped. But we as the people of God, they're raising up the standards. I mean, we need to raise the standards up. I mean, challenge yourself to live right. Challenge yourself to love everybody, as Mike said. You think about this tonight. You read the Word of God there in the book of Genesis. When God made everything, the Bible said in the beginning, God made a great fish. Why was that? Because he knew he was going to have a rebellious preacher one time. Brother, his name was Jonah. And God told Jonah, he said, Jonah, I want you to go down there to Nineveh and preach. He said to that crowd down there, they don't know the left hand from the right hand. And you know what Jonah done? The Bible said he went out and bought a ticket to get and got on a boat. And brother, going to Tarshish. And brother, while he was out there in the boat, brother, there was a storm come up. And brother, they began to throw things overboard. And they began to realize and ask the question, what's the problem? And Jonah said, it's me, it's me. I'm the one that's causing the boat to rock. And think about this tonight. I've seen this maybe today. But you think about it. Jonah was told to go down there and preach to some people that he hated. I mean, listen tonight. Down there where Jonah was going, them Ninevites down there, they'd robbed the house of God. And the people of God, they'd raped their women and everything else. And you think about God telling you to go somewhere and preach to a people like that. I'll tell you what, beloved, when God got him down there in the belly of that whale, and brother, his standard was let down. And you know what happened? Jonah said, God, I'm sorry. I'm going to go do what you want me to do. And brother, yonder that fish vomited him out on the land. And brother, Jonah went a running down yonder. And brother, the Bible said the whole city repented. And you know the story how Jonah went out there and sat down. Brother, under a juniper tree, I believe it was. And right here's what happened. He sat down there and said, now God, wipe them out. He said, boy, I need to get rid of them. Jonah was upset because they repented. Hey, tonight, I mean, brother, we ought to be glad when people repent and get right with God and raise the standards up and sit in the Lord on them, just like they did right here. I didn't know where that come from, but ka-ching, there you go. Brother, we all had been all of us at one time, been a Jonah. Had been all of us at one time. We've had hatred in our heart because of this or that. But thank God for that great love that comes down, buddy, and gets our standards back up where they need to be. Why is that? Because God's got the cloud up here and we're going somewhere. And here their first journey was. They got the standards and set things up in order. Think about this tonight. Don't get so down and out. Don't get so discouraged. God told Hezekiah to set his house in order. He'd die. He gave him 15 more years to live. Then in that 15 years, after Hezekiah died, his boy took over, one of the rottenest kings, one of the meanest men that ever had this. Because you're right and you love God, it don't mean the generation after you is going to be, but we've got to do everything that we can to turn hate around and turn discouragement around. Hey, tonight, when the trumpet's being blown, let's raise their standards and get to going somewhere. Now stay with me tonight. Jump down to verse number 17. And the tabernacle was taken up, or was taken down, and the sons of Gershon and the sons of Merari set forward bearing the tabernacle. Hey, when you go to moving for God, when God goes to moving the congregation, somebody's got to carry the load. Somebody's got to break down and go that second mile. Somebody's got to bear the burden. Somebody's got to carry the load. Here they are. And here in verse number 18, he said, and the standard of the camp of Reuben, they set forward according to their armies. Hey, tonight, if you got a good standard, you can raise an army. If you got good standards, you can raise good men and women and boys and girls down the house of God. And verse number 21, he said, and the Korahites set forward behind the sanctuary, and the other did set up the tabernacle against the camp. I mean, each time, boys and girls, when God gets us on the move and God gets us ahead somewhere, somebody's going to have to carry some things. But once in a while, when you get there, somebody's going to have to set the camp up. Somebody's going to have to get it ready. Somebody's going to have to make it livable. Somebody's going to have to do all they can do and to do their best they can for the glory of God. And the Bible said right here in 22, and the standard of the camp of Ephraim set forward according to their armies. Verse 25, and the standard of the camp of the children of Dan has set forward and was a reward of all the camps throughout their host. And verse number 28 says, and that thus were the journeys of the children of Israel according to their armies when they set forward. Now look here and verse number 29, and Moses said to Hobam the son of Rabel, Madonite, Moses' father-in-law, he said, we are journeying unto the place which the Lord said, I will give it you, come thou with us, and we will do thou good, for the Lord has spoken good concerning Israel. Now look here, 39, and he said, I will not go, but I will depart to my own land, to my kindred. And verse 31 said, and he said, don't leave us not. I pray thee, for thou as much knowest how that we are encamped in the wilderness, that thou mayest be to us instead of eyes. And it shall be, if thou go with us, yea, it shall be that what goodness the Lord shall do unto us, the same will he do unto thee. And now listen tonight, now here, we see here that Moses, I believe he had some persuading to do. This is a whole lot bigger than I'll get preached out tonight. Brother, you know here that Brother Moses is a father-in-law going on in here. He said, Moses, you can't do this by yourself. You'll wear out. He said, you'll have to get you some help along the journey. And thank God tonight, Moses' father-in-law said, I'm not going to go with you and just go on. I'm going back to my own country, my own kindred, and my own land. And Moses said, I want you to listen. He said, I want you to go with us. He said, because listen, if you'll go with us, you'll be eyes for us. Hey, tonight, we need everybody involved. We need everybody's eyes upon the goal. We need everybody's eyes set yonder in glory. Hey, tonight, don't leave. Hey, tonight, hang on. We need your eyes. We're going to the good land that God promised us. So just keep on looking to God. And I'll guarantee you, brother, he'll defeat all of our enemies. And he won't do us nothing but good. Amen. So listen tonight. Boy, I wish I felt like preaching. He said this right here. And he said, I'll not go. Verse 30, he said, but I will depart to my own land, to my own kindred. And he said, leave us not, I pray thee. Please don't leave, he said. He said, don't leave. He said, I need you. He said, for as much as thou knowest how that we are encamped in the wilderness. And he said, and besides all that, thou beest unto us. Instead of eyes, I remember reading yonder in the book of Job. It was a time in Job's life. Job was a righteous man. He was shewed evil, the Bible said. But all of a sudden, one time, that devil that hates us, he went before God and he said, I know, he said, and when they asked him where he'd been, he said, I've been up and down the earth. I've been trying to stir up trouble. I've been trying to devour and rob and steal. He said, God said, have you considered my servant Job? He said, yeah, I have, but I can't get to him. And you've got a hedge about him. Job was a blessed man. And Satan said to God, he said, if you'll let down that hedge, he said, he'll curse you to his face. And you know the storm that happened to Job. He lost everything that he had. At the back of his mind, at one time, Job, brother, when he walked into the town, he had a respect about him. And brother, was an honorable man. I believe he was eyes to the blind. I believe he was legs to the lame. I believe it was a lot of things. Why was that? Brother, he was instead of eyes to a lot of them. Praise the Lord. We're preaching tonight about Uzziah dying and he's seen his temple filled with the goodness of God and his train fill the temple. I mean, I might not be much, but I believe I've got a few that follow me. Now, I ain't talking about going nowhere. I'm talking about following me right here. In this blessed old book that I hold in my hand, sin kept me from it, Bill. But now it keeps me from sin. And thank God tonight, if we'll stay with this blessed old black Bible as our roadmap and our direction and our standard, God will turn and do us good. Amen. Moses, he said, please don't leave. He said, I pray ye. He said, for as much as thou knowest, we're encamped in the wilderness. We're out here in a waste and howling wilderness. We need each other. We need each other's help. We need each other's support. We need God's power. We need the love of God. We need everything faith and a faith. And brother, we put our faith and our trust in God, in our little old hand, in his great big old hand. I guarantee there'll be some carry the tent, and there'll be some, brother, that sit on the wall and watch for you, and there'll be some sing the song. Hey, how can you sing? And out here in the wilderness, get your harp out of the willow tree, and sing and rejoice unto God. For why is that? I thank God tonight we've got some eyes, and the all-seeing eye of God looking out for us. But we need each other's eyes to help. Praise the Lord. He asked him, he said, don't go. He said, right here in the wilderness, thou mayest be to us instead of eyes. And he said, it shall be if thou go with us. And it shall be if thou go with us. Yea, it shall be that what goodness the Lord shall do unto us, the same will he do unto thee. I want to see the Lord bless you 100-fold. I want to see God's hand on your life and on your family. I want to see him save all you lost. I want to see him save all your family. I want to see him come the river and be baptized. I want to see the blessings of God on your life. And if you'll go with us, I believe we'll see God's hand and blessing upon your life. And together the train will get longer. And together the trumpet will get louder. And together the choir will get bigger. And together a lot of things will be accomplished down to the house of God. But if you don't go with us, I'm afraid you won't see it. Well, let me finish this. In verse number 33. And they departed from the mount of the Lord, 3 days' journey. The ark of the covenant of the Lord went before them. I'm glad tonight, if this right here goes before us, we'll be all right. Whenever the Lord sends you, when God sends you to be a witness or a testimony or a prayer to somebody, I guarantee you'll already be there. And the ark of the Lord went before them. You'll always see right here in the Jericho wall, everywhere you see the ark of the Word of God, the ark of the covenant, when it's a-going, I'll guarantee you victory's on the way. You remember the story from the Philistines? They took the ark of the covenant, and they set it beside their god Dagon. What happened? The next day it failed. Set it up. The next day it failed. There ain't nothing you can set this up again that won't go down. If God be for us working, who can be against us? And they set forth from the wilderness there, and the ark of the covenant, the covenant went before them in 3 days' journey, had to search out a resting place for them. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Thank God for men. To think about it tonight. When Joshua and them spied out the land, they took a risk. They took a risk that they could be seen or captured or killed. But they went down yonder and they spied out the country. And a lot of them said, they giants over there. But Joshua said, hey, I believe we can take them, boys. Why is that? Because we got the ark of God up there. We've got the greatest weapon. There ain't no weapon formed against us that'll prevail. And thank God tonight, here they are with the ark going out, looking for a place to, for a resting place. Here we are on the journey. Every now and then, you just got to have a place to rest. He took his disciples aside into a secret place or a desert place from the rest a little while. They barely took time to eat. But I'll tell you one thing. When the Lord gets us in a place and gets us a moving and we're going somewhere, people's doing what they're supposed to be doing, carrying the load they're supposed to be carrying, being the eyes they're supposed to be, there'll be a time, praise God, we'll get to stop and rest a little while on the journey. Boy, when you rest, you know what happened? You go to rest and you go to thinking about going. Go to thinking about moving for God. Go to thinking about what could I have done better? What could I have done better on this last little journey? What could I help? How more help could I be to somebody on this little journey? And boy, you know, I never will forget this on the why come to me. My uncle was lived in the mountains, and he had an old mule bill, you like his. I thought about it when he catched my breath there. But that mule, he put him in the barn, that mule turned on him and wore him out up and down the one side and down the other side. And my face said, Uncle Joe was sitting there with having no pasteboard box in his hand. And he said, when I catch my breath, I'm going to kill you. Hey, tonight, when we rest long enough, we ought to be able to fight. We'll be able to go for God and take a leap and run for God over the walls and be a giant for God. And the only way we can do it is go together. Well, let me finish this. Here the ark went 3 days looking for a place to rest. Verse 34, he said, and the cloud of the Lord was upon them by day when they went out of the camp. And it came to pass when the ark set forward that Moses said, get up, rise up, rise up. Lord, rise up, Lord, and let thine enemies be scattered, and let them that hate thee flee before thee. And when it rested, he said, return, O Lord, unto many thousands of Israel. Guys, we got a lot at stake. We got a lot to look at. We got a lot to look forward to. When the cloud moves, we need people with strength to help. We not only need people with strength to help, but we need those that's got good spiritual eyesight to look out and see what's out there. I know you'll pick up a snake in the wood every now and then, just throw it back into hell like Paul did. I know you'll get aggravated every now and then like Paul did when John Mark and them had left him and all that. But there'll be a time, praise God, Paul will say, bring old Mark now. He's good. He's good. He's a doing good now. But please, when you come, don't forget the parchments. He said, I left my coat down there, but bring that old black back road map. Where the standards are. And if we'll do that, guys, God's aimed to take us somewhere. And praise God, we'll rest along the way. But thank God tonight, we've got a vision of going somewhere. I'm tired. Stand up. Praise the Lord. Right there went one of buzzing by. Did you hear that? Well, I'd like to get feeling like that spiritually, wouldn't you? Peter outrun John down to the tomb, didn't he? But he wouldn't go in. Praise the Lord, guys. We got a lot of things that we can look forward to. And don't give up. Don't go nowhere. You might need to be the very eyes that keeps the enemy off of us. I don't know why God laid all this out like this. I couldn't have planned it this way. I ain't got that much sense. But I believe God knows what He's doing. We'll trust Him and love Him, but believe Him. If I like this, I like to preach it. Joshua chapter number 3, I believe it was. He said, the Lord told him, he said, tell the people to get ready. We're going somewhere that they've never been before. And I'd like to take the church there, wouldn't you? I'd like to be part of a people that would take people spiritually to a place they've never been before. Thank God tonight for that hope and that peace and that joy that goes with it. Anything before we dismiss tonight? On askings tonight, whatever you want to do, don't make no difference to me. Baptizing next Sunday.